New Yorkers are being asked to conserve energy, in part because a weekend explosion knocked out a power substation. The fire left 60,000 customers without electricity. Officials in New York have called for conservation several times this summer. Demand for electricity in the region was expected to decline somewhat because of the loss of businesses at the World Trade Center, but power consumption actually has increased. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
A power failure can bring normal life in New York City to a halt. The subway lines shut down, the elevators seize up, the air conditioners fall silent, and the food service industry goes into survival mode. Edward Taylor runs Down East Seafood. Slabs of tuna, salmon, and sea bream are laid out on the counters of his refrigerated brick warehouse near the Chelsea Piers. In the last month, Taylor says his coolers have been shut down three times, including last Saturday.
That big ice machine, that's what saved us over the weekend when we ran out of power with Con Edison.
Taylor also runs a seafood restaurant on Bleecker Street. While he can throw ice on the fish at the warehouse, he says he can't run his restaurant without electricity.
Each time this happened, our street is closed off. The first time, we had a full restaurant. So it's kind of a double loss because you've already fed these people, but, you know, they've got to leave. And we not only fed them, but we picked up the tab.
Taylor worries that Con Edison isn't taking the problem of New York's aging electricity infrastructure seriously. Larry Makovich, the senior director of Cambridge Energy Research Associates, says demand for electricity is increasing across the country, but he says electricity supplies are particularly tight in New York City.
The city, all that concrete, acts like a heat sink. The temperature builds, the cooling demands go up, and it also stresses the equipment that delivers the electricity and produces the electricity. And these set up the conditions where if something goes wrong, if you don't have enough backup in the system, you can get into problems. And that's what we see in downstate New York.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg praised the power company's response to this weekend's transformer explosion, unlike his predecessor, who lashed out at Con Ed after the last major blackout in 1999. But Bloomberg also said, during this outage, New York got lucky.
It turned out it did not do that much damage. It turned out it was on a Saturday. It turned out it was on a day when the humidity wasn't all that bad. If those combination of things hadn't been true, it would have been much more serious.
And Bloomberg said more power plants need to be built in New York City. Despite the slowing economy, New York's peak electricity demand, the amount needed to run offices and air conditioners on the hottest summer days, is 20% greater now than it was 2 years ago. Carol Murphy, the vice president for governmental affairs for the New York Independent System Operator, which oversees the state's power grid, says New York will need perhaps a dozen new power plants over the next 5 years to meet the growing demand. Just two new plants in upstate New York are under construction, and Murphy says they'll do little to quench New York City's thirst for electricity.
The transmission system in New York is pretty much loaded up to capacity. New York City, Long Island, they're islands, they're difficult to get power to. So even if you have additional power upstate, it's still difficult to get it into those areas.
It's also difficult to get approval for new power plants. And in the wake of Enron's collapse, Murphy says it's been difficult to line up financing for energy projects. Consolidated Edison spokesman Michael Candela says the lack of new generating facilities is a real problem for New York City.
There are not enough projects that have been approved or cited to meet what we think is going to be needed in the next few years. We see a lot of plans, not a lot of shovels in the ground, though.
In the coming days, hot temperatures are expected to further strain New York's power grid. Officials with Con Edison have said they're confident the region's electricity supplies can meet this summer's demands. It's next year, they say, that they're worried about. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.